obviously there's I know the club well, I know the team well, and everybody associated with it really well. So, but we'll put those rivalries aside, or the friendships aside, sorry, when the game kicks off tomorrow, and it'll be all business.
Good stuff. Come into the game on the back of a
Ricky.
Sorry.
Fucking hell, man.
Coming from the back of the game against Waterford on Saturday, and a much improved performance against Waterford than probably say the Rockland Bulls games. So it'll be a good frame of mind going to the game tomorrow night.
Yeah, it was an improved performance. We kept the ball better, but you know, as I always said, it was, you know, it was the first game back after 4 months out, the Bows game, and against a very good team who will finish high up in the league. Against Waterford, we kept the ball a lot better, created them a few problems. Obviously, we had a few injuries during the game, or a couple of little knocks during the game, which probably gave them the impetus then to throw a few men forward. But generally speaking, I was happy with the performance, with the way we kept the ball better, and the way that we looked pretty solid, apart from a couple of chances, scrambles.
Obviously, all the league games are vital now to pick up points to stave off relegation, but the cup is a chance to win a trophy and to go out against your old team and try and get off to a winning start in the cup tomorrow night. So, how do you value the FA Cup as a trophy?
Massively. We're going to approach it like an important game that it is. It's a huge game for us. We'll be taking it as strong as we can. We're playing a strong team as we can, taking it as seriously as we can. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it and looking forward to hopefully getting a win.
And in terms of injuries, who's not available, I suppose the question is, Corey Galvin fit after the other day? Is Garrod Morrissey back?
Corey Galvin is 50-50 for the game. Garrod Morrissey, we're hoping, will be able to feature at some stage. The long-term ones, obviously, are Rory Doyle and Connor Davis, obviously, they're the long-term ones, and James O'Leary. But other than that, we're hoping that a few others will make it. Dar O'Connor, he took a little knock, so we're not sure. Again, he'll be 50-50. Yeah, he took a little knock on the foot early on in the first half, so he's 50-50 as well.
I think, like, what was definitely an improvement. He's had a clean sheet and away points. It's a second sign, I suppose, to beat London, to get into the Summer Cup, which has added a momentum going forward.
Yeah, exactly. Like saying, we have to build on it now. We took a lot of criticism. We've took a lot of stick for the performance and the result against Bows. So we had to go out and put on a better performance against Waterford and a better result. And we ticked both them boxes, kept a clean sheet, kept the ball well, worked hard, which is all we can ask for at this stage. So the next thing now is to add a couple of goals onto it now, which is what we desperately need. We know that, and you can't win games without scoring goals. So that's the next step now, is to start killing teams off and let us get the early goal and let us put the impetus on the other team to come out and attack us for a bit and see how we get on then attacking. But at the moment, when you're not scoring, it's difficult, because any goal kills you, and you know, we don't look a threat sometimes going forward. The other teams can pile a few players up.
So just not fair, is
Danny suspended yet? Yeah.
No.
Two.
Yeah. It's
well, you got sent off in a friendly, so I don't think it's regardless of the competitions. Obviously, the Munster Senior League doesn't count, so he's two whatever, however they word it, official games or whatever. So he's suspended. Yeah.
One of the things that's just come up recently, Declan Carey gave an interview to the Echo over the weekend, said about the abuse given to young players, calling for a poison. Is that something you spoke about yourselves?
Yeah, we've spoken about that, but you know, we don't want to focus on anything that's outside of here. We're a group that we know where we are. We know what type of players we've got. We're a young squad who are getting thrown into the first team, possibly when they're not ready. But it's the squad we've got. So some of the press has been a little bit harsh on them, I think. But I like I've explained to them, they're playing for the biggest club in the country with the most scrutiny on them. Everyone in the city has an interest in the football club, and when you're losing, regardless of where, how old you are, where you're from or anything, if you're not doing it when you go onto that pitch and play for the first team, then they'll let you know about it. So it's not personal, I tell them. It's not personal, it's just a demanding crowd. I played here, I know exactly what it's like. It's a demanding crowd, and we just have to make sure that we protect the players as much as we can and give them the confidence that they go and show that they're the good players that we know they are.
Is it a little bit of a blessing in terms of that, not having the crowds there for these few games when maybe when you're not back winning yet, and like the crowds aren't, they're shouting at them, they're not, you know, there's not really abuse directed at them in person at games and so on. They might see stuff on social media, but it's not the same level.
I think it's probably a little bit more personal when it's on social media. It feels like someone's actually took the time out to type something personal to someone for a performance, whereas at a match, someone screams something at you, then you're used to that kind of stuff. But it's when you're getting messages, personal messages, seems more personal, seems more insulting when it comes straight direct to you. So the fact there's no crowd, I mean, we've only played one home game, so, you know, it's there would only be one crowd. And I think that if we had a crowd against Bowes, it would have pushed us on a little bit,
yeah,
a little bit forward and probably would have helped us. So, no, I don't think so. I think that it probably feel, I've told them just it's hard, you know, because it's the generation the lads grow up in. The generation is that they're all going to go and look at it and that's just they have to learn how to deal with it. It's going to happen. It's unfortunate it does happen, but it's something they've got to deal with and something they've got to live with. If they want to be professional footballers, it's going to get a lot worse.
In terms of, you mentioned the goals, I suppose, and like tomorrow night is first division opposition, so. With giving respect to Longford, at the same time, it might be an opportunity to get a few goals and get that monkey off your back in a cup game, and then it'd be something that people aren't even talking about then for the league games down the line.
No, we're not thinking like that. I think that would be disrespectful to Longford to think because they're a first division team, we should go and fill our boots with goals. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think it would be a difficult game against a good first division team who will probably be in the playoffs or getting promoted. So certainly, we haven't spoken it like that. We've spoke about it's going to be a tough game for us, like we found every game. So certainly not approaching it like we go out and smash them for five or six or anything like that. It's let's get the job done, let's go and win the game.